This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Yes, and I'm Ron Milk, producer and co-host. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and much more.
Your Valuable Home airs here Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 65 years. Check out TomAdamsWC.com or call 215-357-7000.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamut and Associates Law Studios.
Welcome home to Your Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, this show's for you. If you own rental real estate, this show's for you. Get educated from the pros. They have your back when it comes to improving your real estate. It's Your Valuable Home. Your Valuable Home.
And I want to thank our listeners for coming back to another great show, to Your Valuable Home, here on 1210 WPHT. And this is actually our first show that we're doing. We are not in the office. We are at the comforts of our own homes right now, talking to you about some of the things we're going to be talking about for this week's show. So, Ron, what have we got going on to the replay here?
Well, after the replay and the horror story, we've got the first. We are going to be, and you'll be hearing this on the air, we're going to be doing the first in our two-month-long series, How to Make Your Money Last, because that's probably the most topical issue of the day today. So we're going to be getting into that in this college for the first time with a representative from PECO.
Going to be good. Exciting stuff for a lot of people, because I'm sure it's been on a lot of people's minds over the past couple of weeks of about their money and what they're going to be doing and some home projects. And that's what we're going to jump right into. And it's the replay we're going to talk about today. Still, again, it's what I've been seeing through as a homeowner slash contractor, and we're going to talk a little bit about prepping your home if you're getting any work done. That could be siding, windows, additions, kitchens, bathrooms. There are things that contractors like to see homeowners do to get prepped up. And again, this could also relate to a lot of costs. You know, I thought about this when we were talking about the replay, is where a lot of, I hear a lot of times where the contractor gives an estimate, puts the kitchen out, hits the price. And then what happens at that point is, if it's nothing's prepped, he's going to charge you additional for prepping for that. So that's one of the things you really want to make sure as a homeowner, that you're asked your contractor about prepping. What do I need to do? Do I need to move any furniture? Anything that you could do as a homeowner to lower the price and make the job go smoother. It's always a big bonus, because as what over the past couple of weeks, we've been locked down in the house. We have not started our addition yet. And some of the things that I've been going through as a homeowner prepping up for my mason, who's going to start coming in very soon as we get through all this, is going to be ripping the chimney side down. Now, what that means is that where the addition's going to be going, we have a chimney that needs to come down, because that's where the steps are going up to the second floor for the addition. So what I looked at is, hey, you know what, we've got to get ready. As a homeowner, what I decided to do was, with my family, we took all the furniture out. We took the existing floor, which I had a Cortec floor that I put down when we moved in 2 years ago that I bought from Tom Adams. Again, easy go down, easy pull up. So we're prepped on our end. In about another week or two, once the government lifts everything up here, what we're going to be doing is talking about prepping. What I need to do also, and again, this is where I feel that it's the contractor's responsibility of putting a tarp up. And what we had done was, over the years that you heard through the show, that we put a plastic tarp up, a 6 mil plastic tarp. What it does, it keeps the dust down to the minimal. I know we had Ben recently on the show, and I know he's been talking a lot about how clean we are. But I will tell you this, that was probably one of the dirtiest jobs that we've done. And trying to minimize that for as a contractor, is what we'll do is, by that prep that we're going to be able to do, is going to keep your house a lot cleaner. But again, it's still that contractor has to do its due diligence, because even though those tarps are up, you're still going to get a little bit of dust that comes through there, depending on how messy or how involved that job is going to be. So those are some of the things that we're prepped into getting ready for this edition. And a couple of things that we're going to be doing also that are going to make a big difference for me time-wise. So I know, Ryan, I tell you, we talked about this several shows about getting prepped up for it. But I tell you, it's a lot of work for a homeowner. So I'm sure when you had your house done, there were some things that you did to prep us up when we did your windows.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Well, of course, I did too. I took everything off the windowsills and that kind of thing. But I would imagine the first thing the contractor is going to ask is put the dog outside, right?
Well, it depends. I mean, if it's colder weather. But if when we're doing, say, in a kitchen or addition, we're really locked into one segment of the house. So what I do is, with me being on site and doing the work, it gives me availability to decide, hey, this is what we're going to be doing for the day. And if you do have pets, maybe you can lock them in the bedroom at the time, because I hate to see a dog outside if the weather's not in too great a shape.
No, I'm not talking about putting him out in bad weather. You put him someplace so he doesn't get at the contractor. That's my point.
Yeah. And believe me, we had a lot of times that, you know, you're funny you say that. And some of the times that we've ran into that. But the people that we've been working with, they've been great. They're very conscious about their pets. And so are we. Dave and I are both very big dog lovers. So most of the time, if we're wandering through the house, it's really just Dave and I anyway that were there. So most, like at Ben's house, they were great. They put the dogs in the basement. And it was full access. There was no doors, but they had a gate up that protected them from roaming throughout the house. So it does make it a little bit easier, again, when homeowners are more conscious of that, because we did have a couple times where the dogs were roaming through the house. Again, they didn't bother us, but if we're going in and out of the house, sometimes we have to leave the door open because we're carrying stuff in and out. The dog did get out a couple times on my job. So, yeah, that's a good point about being conscious about pets, and that's homeowners and contractors.
Absolutely, because especially cats. Cats tend to wander too. So if people let their animals out and they're not supposed to be outside unsupervised, that could be a real problem.
Or they can get in the inside a floor and you can lock them in there. So I know we talked about this once before. One of my real good friends who I golf with, we were doing his bathroom. It's not a horror story, but everything worked out great. And I had no clue. We went to do the job, ripped all the plywood up, moved all the plumbing at the end of the day. And I said to Dave, listen, I'll just tighten the plywood back down on the floor. And I insulated all the pipes really well. And I said, we're going to get in the next day. We're going to drywall. We're going to get this done before the holidays. This was going back about 8 years ago. So the next morning, my foreman gets there and calls me up and he said, you know, the homeowner ripped your floor up. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, well, was he checking for insulation? And he goes, no, he trusted me because we did such a great job. So, I got to the job and he told me his story that he forgot to lock the cat up. And again, I didn't know he even had a cat. Apparently what the cat must have done has ran inside the floor joist and then shot to the front of the house because the bathroom was in the back. I did not know. So I put the plywood on top and I really nailed this thing down and put some liquid nail down. Well, he couldn't find the cat. Well, apparently in the middle of the night, he finally heard the cat meowing inside the floor joist. So he actually pulled the material up that I put down to get the cat out. So all homeowners, listen, if you do have cats, and I will say this, yeah, lock them up into a safe place because we don't want that happening again.
Yeah, see, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. You know, people love their pets, and God forbid anything happens to them. So it's just good advice to put out there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why I just wanted to bring that up. It was an accident, but the cat was only locked for a couple hours inside that floor area there. But, you know, now that we've been in quarantine for a while, we have – seen some other things. Like, and again, I'm thinking in my mind, what can I do to, if I was a homeowner, save cost and time and backtracking, which means if we need to do something, we get the sodding done. You know, what else do I need to do in my mind to get done so I don't have to go back when the job's done and say, oh, I wish I did that. So what I decided to do was I was looking around the house and I saw the chimney had a lot of that black dirt on it. And I said, you know, why don't we pressure wash that since I'm going to be doing new sodding? Because I don't want my pressure wash guy coming out after I get it. Because I'm not a professional pressure washer, but I was just trying to get it clean. So we were just with the pressure washer that we had, I borrowed it from my brother. We did the chimney. We did the patio, which is already done because we already prepped up that back a couple months ago. We started doing inside the garage because the garage is where the second floor is going to be built above it. And the reason why I was giving it a good clean was because my wife said to me, why are you cleaning the floor? I said, look, I'm trying to get the old paint up from the old homeowner, or just trying to get the stains, because the dirt we're going to make is going to be able to be hosed out and cleaned out. So what I wanted to do was just really get that good deep cleaning in. So when the job's done, it looks brand new, because we're just extending the garage out 8 feet. So I wanted to get that done. I've really been trying to get ahead on just trying to maybe get the attic clean. We did that. And what we did was inside the attic, because again, I don't want to be doing this when we get to the time of when we need to rip it out, because one thing contractors fear the most on second floor additions over a livable area is getting that addition done with minimal damage when it rains. And I tell everybody, they always complain about, oh, there's some water that got into the house. And I said, listen, there's really no way to guarantee when you have a second floor, it's going to be 2.5 stories high, an addition that you're going to be able to put up. And we've done it before. We put tarps over them. But I tell people, look, and this is one thing I cannot provide for you, is to try to get this thing super watertight. But I will give it a great attempt to protect the investment of the property. But understandable that anything can be fixed. So the nice part about this is my family room, the Florida room, and the garage are all slab on grade, which means there is no basement. So it gives me a little bit of access to minimize that time to protect the investment of the property. But again, any of my home owners, listeners, contractors, it's really, if they go out of their way to protect the investment of the property, because there was a couple horror stories where people came in and said, hey, listen, I was very upset with them. And I said, did they put a tarp over? Yeah, they did a great job, but the winds blew it off. And I said, it's very difficult for a contractor to protect that. So knowing that, we had the attic cleaned out, we're ready to go. And as soon as this band's lifted, we can start work and get the inspections done. I'm going to have the guys come in, but we're prepped. We're prepped on my end. I tell you, it feels great that good and bad came out of this lockdown, was that I get to do some things, because I've been really shut down out of work. I couldn't finish any of the jobs that I'm on. Again, it was just the one job, but a few repairs I have to do and a couple window jobs after the job we're on now, the kitchen we're on now, just to finish up. And it's really just a couple days, but it was very nice to get some of those things done as a homeowner / contractor, knowing that I can get into this job. And I tell you, one thing about being a contractor is that I know that we've talked about it, my listeners and people that come on the show and say how I'm very detailed oriented. Well, a lot of these questions that I have as usually I get into the project are already done, because I've been walking through the house. Usually I get up early in the mornings, and one thing nice is I got a lot of these problem solves done before we even get started. So I'm looking forward to jumping into this. Everything's ready to go. All the permits have been approved. I will give another shout out to Eric over at Bucks County Board of Health. He stopped by last week, and I talked to him from a distance, being social distance, and he gave me the approval. So we're ready on our end. So I know we'll be talking about a little bit more as I get into it, but I'm really looking forward to getting into this. But again, this show is really designed for a lot of the homeowners to understand that when a contractor's getting to your job, make sure you're prepped for him, because if you're prepped for him, it's going to be easier for him. The job's going to go a lot smoother for any of our listeners that are getting any work done. So I do look forward to it. All right, so that's my story. So thanks for listening to the replay here, Ron.
Yeah, and stay tuned, because we're in our college today. We've got Pico coming on, Christine Pappas from Pico, in the first of our series, How to Make Your Money Last. You want to hear this.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets will open again as soon as our government officials declare it safe to once again serve our many customers. While you're home, check out TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. They've added the newest updated flooring catalog showing the newest Mohawk and Pergo products, along with ceramic tile and waterproof flooring that will enhance the beauty of your home and perform no matter how hard the traffic. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
Now back to Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you have a question about a home project for our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
Another good show here they're going to have of Your Valuable Home here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT from the luxury of my house doing the first time we did a show here, Ron.
Well, the coronavirus has changed a lot of things in life, so we're changing with it. So what do we got for a horror story today, Kev?
Well, it's one of our listeners who's been listening to the show about my project going on with the septic system and everything I had went through. And we chatted. We had a good conversation on the phone for about 20 minutes last week. And he said, you want to make sure you do this because this is a very expensive a problem after you get a brand new septic system in. So I was talking to him about we're going to be doing the Elgin system. We've got it set up. Everything's ready to rock and roll. And I was telling the gentleman who's well-adversed about septics, I told him we're going to be doing the tanks in the front right next to the existing system. And then we got to pump it uphill across the driveway because the backyard is slightly higher than my front yard. And then we're going to have a pump. It's a very expensive pump that pumps the existing water and then puts it in this Elgin system, which are mini mattresses, I would call them. And that would allow the water to drain through the property. And it's called perking.
Let me ask you a question. Does that, what you're doing, does that cause more expense than the normal septic system job?
It is. It is going to cost because there's a lot more involved into this because we're still going out the front for the tanks. And again, that's for easy removal of the stuff we put in there. Because I was asking, let's just go out the back and say, well, the guys that are going to pump it are going to have to be able to get to the back. So let's put it in the front and then I have to pay for this pump. It's a pumping system instead of the natural gravity bringing it down. We actually have to pump it back uphill to allow that water to drain back into the field. So what he was talking about was that he said, not knowing this, he had the same thing that we had went through. And what happened was his cleaning lady was throwing paper towels down the toilet and flushing them. And over time, for about a three-week period, putting all these down there, these paper towels were getting caught in that pump. And then the pump
generally
went.
Generally not a good practice, right, even if you don't have a pump.
It was a mess. Let me tell you, it was a mess when he sent me a few pictures of it. I'm going to put up on my Facebook page and let people know about this. But yes, anything you put in, this is going through public sewer or septic. The reason why, especially with septic, you don't want to put it in is because a conventional septic system, as I know more about it, and again, if somebody's in septic wants to call and just verify this one, is that the way it works, when it comes out of the house, it drops into a main pit where your stuff goes in, and then it goes to another part, which is the water, which then drains back into earth, where the perk test comes in, where the water will actually drain back into the soils. And what happens if you start putting products that don't deteriorate in a certain way, it will clog those holes for the drainage to go through. So what you could have is a backup. It was like that movie, Meet the Parents, where they had that big septic problem with all the water coming up. That's the same thing that could possibly happen. It would overflow your existing septic system. So you really should be putting any product down there is toilet paper, and not even those hand sanitary wipes that people are using a lot of today. Don't want to put them down either. They're not biodegradable. They don't flush down. I even know that I'm a big advocate of not using garbage disposals. I always fight all my customers when we're doing kitchens because even though it chops it up, it still doesn't biodegrade as fast as the stuff that we put in the toilet. So that's the big difference with that. You could be causing more problems than you are doing good. You'd be calling plumbing and plumbers come out and redo everything to fix everything up. And it was a costly expense for this homeowner.
I'm sure it was. Yeah. People have to think about what they're doing, you know, and I'm sure a lot of toys with kids end up down the toilet. So you've got to just be careful and be mindful of what's going on.
Yeah, it's not a trash can, your toilet, and what you're putting down the sink. It's really designed for a few things. And that design is going to give, and again, maintenance, putting the right product down there, which is our stuff, the toilet paper, not tissues, paint. People think that you could be doing paint, washing paint in your laundry room sink. That's another thing my septic person told me. Do not be using the paints to wash out and dump through the septic system, because then it could be having that problem where it starts clogging those holes up. And when that happens, that's a big bill you're going to pay for the septic people to come out and do maintenance to it. So maintenance is one of the things that is the most important with septics. If you get a really good system, you do it right from the beginning, and you do your proper maintenance, it's going to be fine. But if you start putting product in there, like paper towels, you're going to have a big cost that's going to be added to it, and you're going to be complaining about how the septic system's not working. It was a costly expense. He said it was around a $3,000 expense he had to pay to put a new pump in, because the pump blew up. So the water wasn't pumping to his future system, which was uphill, to allow that water to drain. And it was a massive mess that he had on his hands.
So that's a $3,000 lesson, right?
That it is. Yeah, it is. So, but yeah, it's nice that our listeners are calling, at least chiming in and let me know their stories. I do like to see that, you know, because again, I'm not an expert when it comes to septics, and I'm getting as much information as possible. When I had Rob out, he kind of knew what I was getting at when I was asking a lot of questions, because I want to know. Yes, just because I'm a contractor doesn't mean I know everything about everything. I do what I do best, but septics is one thing I really got a great education on what is going into it, because I had no clue, and I didn't know we had to do all this additional work. So as a homeowner, I just knew it was going to be a big costly expense. But again, it's a maintenance thing. So I try to let my listeners, my family know that whatever we do, we've got to make sure that we've got to put the right stuff in the toilet. So that's for any of our listeners. Just make sure that you don't go crazy and you don't use it as a garbage can.
Good advice. Excellent advice.
So, but yeah, there's again, keep those horror stories coming in. Even though we're going through a tough time with this coronavirus, you still understand that we're here. We're here for you. We're still taking calls at 215-364-3286. I'd like to get people's input. If they do have a horror story, that's something that we can definitely talk about, avoid, tell you how to avoid it, and it'd make life a lot easier. So thanks again for doing this, and we've got a lot of great information coming up, Ron.
Well, yeah, just stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to Christina Pappas. She's from PICO, and she has a lot of money-saving ideas for you in the first of our two-month series, How to Make Your Money Last.
So hang tight, and that's going to be a great college we got coming up.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets will open again as soon as our government officials declare it safe to once again serve our many customers. While you're home, check out TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. They've added the newest updated flooring catalog showing the newest Mohawk and Pergo products, along with ceramic tile and waterproof flooring that will enhance the beauty of your home and perform no matter how hard the traffic. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com.
Welcome home. This is Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
And thanks for joining us back here on Your Valuable Home on 1210 WPHT. And we've got a great college segment coming up. And Ron, what do we got going on today for our first segment?
Well, yeah, Christina Pappas from PICO. She's the leadoff hitter in our two-month-long series, which we've called How to Make Your Money Last. And that's a subject probably on everybody's mind today. It's our way of helping you, our listeners, get through the coronavirus crisis, and it's also an economic crisis. So this week we're talking with Christina about ways you can save on your energy bills. I just want to say one thing about PICO. I love PICO. PICO is a great energy partner, and I did their audit a couple years ago. Took every piece of advice they gave me, got rid of my old refrigerator, got all LED lights, and then Kevin, this is coincidental on that, but put on all new windows, and my energy bills are exactly half of what they were before that. So kudos to PICO for that. So Christina, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
And what are some big electricity and gas wasters today that probably are affecting everybody's home?
Really, some of the biggest wasters are going to be older and inefficient appliances and products. They're really what's going to be causing the higher bills, unnecessary pollution to your home and to the communities. You know, for example, on average, an old inefficient refrigerator uses approximately twice as much energy as a new Energy Star certified refrigerator. So it really is a lot of those older, inefficient appliances that just haven't been upgraded recently.
Well, that's one of Ron's biggest things. His refrigerator was from 1941, and it was about 2,000 pounds. And he said, I got to get a new one. Yeah, I said, probably it'll save a couple bucks. And his bill was over $1,700 a month. So getting rid of that refrigerator was probably a great idea.
Wasn't that old, but it was pretty old. It was about 15 years, 16 years old, but I got rid of it, and literally my bills are half of what they were before, summer or winter, doesn't matter. So what are some of the quick tips about anybody can put into practice today to save money on gas and electricity?
Yeah, so there's plenty of things that customers can do, you know, while we are all kind of sitting at home without really having to put a lot of financial impact into it, or without having to make any big commitments. Simple things, closing or opening your blinds as the sun's really starting to kick in, as we're really starting to get into that spring, summer weather. You can use that sun to heat your home. Open the blinds, let the sun come in. That'll help control the temperature, warm you up a little bit if you need to. And then if you are getting too warm, simply shut the blinds, let the, you know, keep it shady, so that way the sun's not going to continue warming up the home. You know, use your ceiling fan, circulate that air if you're in a room and you just need a little bit of cooling off. A little bit more in depth, you know, caulk and weather stripping around your windows and your doors to make sure that any heat or cold air isn't entering or leaving the home when you don't need it to. You kind of mentioned switching out some old material. So switching out your old inefficient incandescent bulbs for LEDs, that's going to make a big impact on your usage and your bills. LEDs last 10 times longer than a standard incandescent bulb, and they're going to use 75% less energy. So those, just switching out the light bulbs in your home, going to make a big impact on your bills and your energy usage. And any customer that's looking to kind of get a bigger picture of what's using the energy in their home, what maybe would be a good idea to take a look at maybe replacing something. We have many tools available through our My Account, so customers can track their energy usage. They can set up alerts for high bills or usage alerts. They can get advice on, you know, how to reduce your energy costs and learn what appliances are really using the most, and if there's anything that you can do, you know, habit-wise, lifestyle-wise, to change it without making any sort of, you know, big commitments and replacing anything. But it's really going to be a great tool to kind of get an assessment on what's going on in your home, you know, what's using the most, get customized tips on how to save your energy, you know, graphs and charts. If there's any time of year or time of day that's really going to be a big spike for you, you can keep an eye on that. And like I said, you can kind of set alerts for high bills, and then also, you know, any outages and things like that, you can kind of get alerts for that as well, all through My Account. So if you're sitting in front of your computer, log on and you can start getting some energy saving tips there.
You know, you mentioned LEDs. When I did it, because I had my energy audit done a couple of years ago, maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago even, and they were more expensive then. And I think people still think they might be expensive, but the price of them has come way down, hasn't it?
Correct, it has. And then also, if you're looking at kind of the amount of time, like I said, they last 10 times longer, so you're not going to be replacing them as frequently. So, you know, it might be a greater investment in the upfront, but you're not going to be replacing them every couple of years, months, depending on how often you use it. You really replace it, you forget about it for, you know, a decade, and then you go and replace it again. So really, it might be more upfront, but you're going to get so much more time out of it, and you're going to see that reduction in your energy usage just because of a simple switching of a light bulb.
Yeah, there's a side benefit, too. I mean, for older people who live in, like, active adult communities and that kind of thing, a lot of high ceilings, a lot of spots in the ceiling, you don't have to climb up there. You won't have to do it for 10 years, and by then you won't be able to do it anyway. So it's an added benefit of the LED revolution, I would call it. So what are some how about lowering the temperature on your water heater? Does that help? Because you're pumping a lot of electricity through there. Kevin, you could probably talk to that too, couldn't you?
Yeah. Chris, the one commercial always brings up to my attention, it was a couple of years ago where the gentleman was on the phone and he's talking about how to save money. And they said, hey, where's the hot water heater? And the guy's looking in his closet in the bedroom. He's like, you know, I'm a real good handyman, and he couldn't figure out where the hot water heater was. I'd always think about that in my mind when people always think about a hot water heater, but they don't think about it. Because a lot of times when you look at the hot water heaters, they're 15, 20 years old. I don't even know how they're lasting that long without any maintenance. But these older units take a lot more energy to run, correct?
Correct, they do. Yeah, that's the same thing, you know, replacing some of those older appliances that are just not as efficient nowadays, you know, with new technologies and new habits and everything. So, yep, same thing, replacing any of those outdated appliances. And, you know, yeah, if you can turn the temperature down, obviously it's going to take less heating effort to heat up the water.
How about running your gas or electric dryer on shorter cycles now, too? I mean, we're in a nice time of the year now starting, and you could probably, if the clothes are still a little bit damp, just put them out back on your deck or your patio or something like that rather than run the dryer an extra amount of time, right?
Yeah, so a couple different, you know, so you can definitely don't overstuff the dryer. Obviously, the more that you put in there, if you're going to make it do extra work, it's going to take longer for everything to dry sufficiently. So don't overstuff it. Use a lower heating setting if you can, depending on what you're drying in there, just to use some less electric or gas, depending on, you know, your dryer, just to use a little bit less to need to, like, you know, heat everything up and get everything dry for you. So a lower heating setting, don't overstuff it. And then also during the summer months, do it at night or early in the morning when it's a little already naturally cooler in the home. That way you're not producing the extra heat from the dryer running in the middle of the day when the home is going to be at the warmest already.
That's an excellent idea. Absolutely a super idea. You know, right now, with everybody home, the kids are home. I don't have any kids in my house, but the kids are home, and mom and dad are probably working out of the house. Probably usage is going up, right? Doesn't PECO put out like an analysis of you and how you're doing compared to your neighbors and everything? Do you do it every month or bi-monthly or something?
So that's all information that's going to be available through my account. So customers can go through into the my account portal and take a look at all their energy usage. Really the same thing. They can go into kind of customized tips and what's using the most in their home, especially now that, you know, everybody is sitting home, you know, we're getting more computers going, you know, all the lights are kind of on with everybody working in different rooms to kind of get some privacy, you know, the mom working here and the dad's here. Really, this is just using the My Account tools to kind of analyze what's going on in your home now that everybody's habits have really changed. You know, we've all been home for a few weeks now, so definitely there'll be some usage changes to your home and kind of your bill. So what can you do, you know, to kind of help counteract that? Even though we are home, there are still tips and easy measures that customers can do, but they can find all of that through My Account, really find out what's using the most and get customized tips based on their usage to kind of help reduce some of those energy costs that we may be seeing now because everybody is home.
Well, there's something else that I found on your site, and I encourage everybody to go to the PECO site because it's extremely well done, very well done, a lot of money-saving ideas and products as well. But you mentioned on the site, it's called Vampire Load. Can you explain what that is? And we can talk maybe a little bit more about that. We got a break coming up. We can talk about more about that after the break. But just explain what it is right now.
Yeah, so vampire energy could also be, you know, you might hear the term standby energy or standby power. It's the energy that's drawn when the equipment or, you know, your charger, your computer, anything like that is plugged in, but you're not using it. It's off. It's still plugged in. It's still going to generate some usage there. You know, office equipment, phone chargers, printers, you know, video games, they're still going to continue to draw some electricity while they're plugged in, but turned off.
Guilty. I got to say I'm guilty of that.
No, I think most people would be guilty. Most people would be guilty. Is that a good case for if you go on vacation for a week or two, pulling all your lights out of the plugs?
Correct. Yeah, if you're not using it, and especially if you know you're going to be out of the home on vacation, if you know you're not going to be using it for days or even weeks, unplug it. That way you know that it's off and you know that it's not using anything.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good advice. Right. That's a really good advice. Well, we're running out of time on our first break here. We got to take a little break and we're going to get right back into it. So I'd like to talk a little bit more about some of the things we could do to save some money and how we're going to be able to do it. So, Ron, what else we have?
Well, we're listening to Christina Pappas. Stick with us. We'll be back after this break with a lot of great ideas on how to save money.
All right. Well, hang tight.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
Tom Adams Windows and Carpets will open again as soon as our government officials declare it safe to once again serve our many customers. While you're home, check out TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. They've added the newest updated flooring catalog showing the newest Mohawk and Pergo products, along with ceramic tile and waterproof flooring that will enhance the beauty of your home and perform no matter how hard the traffic. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com. TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
If you're starting a home project, let your valuable home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron Milk and contractor Kevin Kennedy.
Thanks for coming back to Your Valuable Home on 1210 WPHT, and it's PICO Power Play of the Day. Ron, what do we got for finishing up this last second? I had to get that because I'm a big Flyers fan, I haven't been able to hear that in quite some time.
There you go. We're talking to Christina Pappas from PICO, and she's got a lot of great ideas on how you can save money on your gas and electric bill. So, Christina, let's get into the PICO marketplace. That was fascinating to me, where you offer energy-saving thermostats, LED bulbs, and a lot more. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so the PICO Marketplace, pico.com/marketplace, is going to be a retail site that offers energy-related products and that can save customers energy and money, smart, you know, Energy Star thermostats, LED lighting, power strips, instant rebates, so you don't have to do any mail-in, anything like that. It's going to be an instant rebate on a lot of these energy management products. They also offer, you know, customer support, and you get free shipping on orders over $49.
Yeah, I invite everybody to take a look at that. There are a lot of money-saving products there. One in particular caught my fancy, and I think I'm going to buy some, is the Advanced Power Strip, and that kills the vampires in your house, right? The vampire load?
Yep, that's exactly what it does. A power strip is another way, other than, you know, unplugging everything. A power strip is another way to help reduce that vampire energy. With the power strip, with an on-off switch, you can use that to completely power down anything that's plugged into the strip. That way you're ensuring that it is all off. And through the one power strip, you can handle several different appliances or electronics all through the one strip to know that they're all off.
Is that power strip protected?
Correct. The advanced power strip can also help prevent power surges from damaging those electronics that are plugged into it. You know, really, they can help they have a greater capacity to handle surges than a regular normal power strip. So between the vampire energy, between being able to turn everything off and avoid that vampire energy and help protect the life of your electronics at the same time, an advanced power strip is a really simple way for customers to kind of save and protect their equipment.
Kevin, since you said you're a great offender and you've got a lot of vampires in your house, you probably ought to go online and buy some of these things right now, right?
Yeah, anything to shut the powers off, because my kids are always leaving their cell phones plugged in, because they're on them 24/7. I'm sure every father and parent are having the same thing where their kids are always having their phone plugged in and they're always on the phone, social media themselves. I would like to get a cord that, because we just shut the whole family down. That would be great on my end. I'd save a lot of money than I like, because they're what you said about talking about the power cord of shutting that down, the lights, the energy, the dryer. That is some great information. I'm a guilty a lot doing that myself. And I tell you, we're in the same boat, I'm sure, as everybody else with having this. And I tell you, some of these ideas are really, really great for our listeners to really save a buck down the line.
Well, you also have a buyer's guide, too. We talk about lighting and things like that on the website. Can you get into that a little bit?
Yep. So the same thing on the Pigo Marketplace, along with all the products that we offer, we do have buyer guides for each of the different types of products, the thermostats, the LED bulbs, and the power strips. That way the buyers can go through the guides and help educate themselves to make the best decision for their lifestyle and their home. That way there's no need to go back and redo any sort of purchase. You're making the smart, educated decision on what's going to be best for you at the first try. So really the buyer guides can kind of go through all the different options that are available there, you know, the difference between all the different thermostats and what might be best for your home, your lifestyle, and your needs at the time. That way you're making the smart, educated decision when you're going into some of these more detailed products and, you know, some of these products that could be a little overwhelming at first if you're just taking a first look at everything.
Absolutely. I'm going to go rapid fire on some of these other money-saving ways that Pico helps you out. And one is Energy Star appliances and the rebates you can get on those, right? Which are can be pretty substantial, correct?
Correct. So we do offer rebates for replacing your older inefficient appliances, heating and cooling equipment with the newer Energy Star certified high efficiency models. Rebate applications, you can do it online. You can mail it in for the appliance that you have. We really do have a wide range of different rebates depending on kind of what you're looking to upgrade or replace.
Okay. And how about that aging refrigerator or freezer? I know this goes back years too. I think I got $75 back on. How much is going for now?
Correct. So Pico will come out and pick up your old working. It does have to still be working. Refrigerator or freezer, and recycle it, and then you'll get a $75 back for it. Plus, if you're doing a room air conditioner at the same time, you'll get an additional $10 off as well.
That's fantastic. Okay. And you got rebates and credits to convert appliances to natural gas too, don't you?
Correct. So natural gas, when compared to oil and propane, it is less costly, it's cleaner, and it is more convenient for the customers. So to help the customers make any sort of switch if they're converting or upgrading their natural gas, we do offer rebates and credits when they do install the natural gas, depending on the existing or new natural gas appliances. The rebates range anywhere from $50 to $1,000. So there's definitely a lot of opportunity there to help save while also saving as you're converting to natural gas.
Okay, we got to wrap it up. A lot of good ideas from Pico, a lot of good ways to save money. Kev?
Yeah, I tell you, I've been sitting back just thinking in my mind as a listener of how we could do this. And I'm thinking in my mind of how much we could save because, as I said, I'm guilty of this. I hate to beat a dead horse, but I'm really guilty of a lot of the things and a lot of great ideas that by anybody listening to this segment, it's going to be great for how to make that money last because everybody's money is going to be tight right now. And especially with lowering those energy bills, the cost getting down, it's going to be able to extend the expectancy of your money making a long way cutting down at least 10-15% right off the top, some of the things that you had talked about. So I really appreciate you coming on the air to talk about this and how we can save money through Pico.
Yeah, Christina, thank you very, very much. A lot of good ideas. And to our listeners, I just want everybody to know and stay tuned next week because we'll do a second in our series on how to make your money last.
So thanks again for listening, and you're listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.
Today's program has been pre-recorded.